Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Having taken Jericho, Ai, and Bethel, the children of Israel have effectively cut the land of Canaan in half. They control the high ground in the center of the country and the main road north and south. Joshua thinks it's the perfect time to take a break from the battle and do something vital to the success of the new nation. He had been instructed by Moses to build, quote, an altar of whole stones over which no man has wielded an iron tool. Joshua 8:31, see Deuteronomy 27, verse 5. This was not to be built anywhere, but at another spot with two looming sentinels, Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim, standing astride the ridge road. Adam Clark writes, quote, Gerizim abounds with springs, gardens, and orchards, and is covered with a beautiful verdure, while Ebal is as naked and as barren as a rock. On this very account, the former was highly proper for the ceremony of blessing, and the latter for the ceremony of cursing, end quote. Here half the tribes ascended Gerizim, and the other half went up Ebal. The blessings and curses of the law were intoned by the Levites in the vale of Shechem below, and a million voices thundered out the amens. As far as God was concerned, this was the cause. The victories, the territories gained, and treasures secured were merely the effects of Israel's faithfulness to the covenant. The altar, built without any human artistry, was raised on the Mount of Cursing, for it was in times of disobedience that they needed restoration to God. Quote, and they offered on it burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. Joshua 8, verse 31. There, Joshua carved into, quote, stones, a copy of the law of Moses, verse 32, reinforcing the fact that God's people, without God's word, are hopeless, but with it, they are undefeatable and unimaginably blessed.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.